Blog Talk Radio.
My Block Radio. You're listening to The Sound.
The Lord is doing, hallelujah, and it is marvelous in our eyes, and this is the day the Lord has made.
day just for you and me, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, beseech thee. Oh, Lord, I beseech thee. Send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know on today that it's such a blessing to be before you. People's lives on I Am Royalty's show. I'm just coming to you just, I just got so much joy in my spirit on today. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about what God is doing in our lives, in this season of our lives. I call today Faith, Favor, and Finance Friday. And I'm telling you, it's just wonderful. I'm telling you, I got in my spirit, you know that song that all songs, joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Yes, it's down up in my soul. And I'm telling you, I just thank God on today for who he is. I worship him on today for what he is in my life. I give his name praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. On today, I have no special guests. The only guest I have on here today is the Lord Savior Jesus Christ and the love of my soul. I invite Father God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost, the Trinity, to come on here today as my special guest. Whoever calls in on today we will begin to talk about the things of God and what God is doing. I want to hear some testimonies on today. I just want to hear some praise reports. I just know that somebody's going to call in and tell me what the things that God has done for them on this week. Hallelujah. If you have, want to call in 917-889-7059, 917-889-7059. Hallelujah. I want to also let you know, I am one of the listeners who's listening out there. I have my own television production now, and it's called Destiny and Purpose Television, and it is in Benson Harbor, Michigan, 49022. And if you want to come in and be a special guest on my show, or you just have a business you want to promote, or some ministry, or some things that God is sharing with you for the people, you'll be on 18 different cities and states, give me a call at 269-861-6839, 269-861-6839, and you can call me, and we can get you in on the show, and we can get you promoted and get you just people knowing who you are and what your ministry are and what you are called to do. Amen. If you have any questions of anything, you just give me a call. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I recorded my first show on Wednesday, and I was just blessed by the show. The woman of God who blessed me told everybody that I was the new host and new owner, and she's the producer, and I just thank God for the blessing. I'm telling you, the Bible says in Luke 6:38 that men should give into your bosoms a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And I just thank God for who he is. I just thank God for him just being who he is in my life. I thank God for being my father, my creator, my healer, my deliverer, my provider, my protector, my teacher, and my friend. He's the love of my soul, my husband. He's everything I need and so much more. And I just give his name glory on today. Hallelujah. Do I got any excited people out there listening on today? Because if I do, I want you to IM me, text message me, chat with me, leave me an email, or call in at 917-889-7059. I also want you out there all listening. I want you to pray for our youth. I want you to pray for them because in my city, it's a bunch of youth that killing up a whole bunch of people. And I want you to begin to pray and intercede for the youth. The enemy is trying to kill off our youth because he knows the call that they have on their life. He knows that they're the Joshua generation, the chosen generation, and the Enoch generation. So he's beginning to try to tap into their minds and make them think that they need the world to survive. But the devil is a liar, amen, and a defeated foe. And ain't no truth up in him. We believe the blood of Jesus against them now. And Satan's a liar, you're going to take your hands off our children because our children is royalty, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, and a peculiar people. And they are kings, queens, and riches sitting in heavenly places and walking in their greatness. I'm telling you, I'm just excited about the goodness of Jesus. I'm excited about the levels and realms. I'm just excited about all the things that God has for me in my life. Hallelujah. I want to share with you on today some things that the Lord has given me on last night, and it is called the 20 benefits that you will obtain and receive if you truly walk in your deliverance. Hallelujah. The 20 benefits that you will obtain and receive if you're walking in your benefits. And the Lord want me, I want to share this with you. He gave this to me at 2:34 this morning. And it's such powerful. It's so wonderful. I put it on my IamARuby.ning.com website. And I'm telling you, I got a lot of responses. I put it on Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and Google and all the other different websites. And I'm telling you, it was just such a blessing and an honor and a privilege to just go before God's people with what God has given me. Hallelujah. And the Lord has shared with me. Take it to the altar. Lay at the altar. Come and lay at my feet. Because the altar is a place for alterations. Let me say that again. The altar is a place for alterations. Meaning that whatever you want God to do for you in your life, at the altar, there's peace. At the altar, there's joy. At the altar, there's healing, deliverance, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, spiritual growth, spiritual gain. Whatever you want is laying at the altar. Hallelujah. The altar is a place for alterations. The Lord said, let me alter you because it's a place of true deliverance. And when you ask God, Isaiah 51:1 is the main verse behind of deliverance. And when you read that, and you ask God to truly deliver you, and you ask God to set you free and take you of the things that's hindering you and binding you, these are the benefits you will get. 1, release. 2, salvation. 3, liberation. 4, redemption. 5, rescue. 6, saving. 7, completion. 8, rebirth. 9, restitution. 10, atonement. Hallelujah. 11, reparation. 12, recovery. 13, revival. 14, reclamation. 15, purification. 16, purify. 17, sanctification. 18, regeneration. 19, restoring. And 20, last but not least, you will have excellence. Hallelujah. So when you walk into the things of God and you seek all the more the things of God and you ask God to truly, not halfway, not some way, but full force deliver you, these are the benefits that you will obtain and receive and walk in on your life. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is doing a new thing in our lives. See, some of the things we think some of us saying, oh, I want to go back to the old, I want to go back to the old. There's nothing wrong with the old. Don't get me wrong, I love the old church because they didn't play in the old church. We do need that mentality to not to play in a church. I'm telling you, I feel like Jesus when he said, my house, you are made into a den of robbers, but my house will be a house of prayer. I kind of feel him about that, hallelujah, because we have made God's house a mockery and a game and a place where we do whatever we want to do and say we want to say and let anybody or everybody run the altar and preach the word, but the devil is a liar. God's house is holy. God's house is sanctification. God's house is a place where people can lay on the altar. Put it on the altar. Lay it on the altar and get healed, delivered, and set free. I'm telling you, in the old church, you can walk in the old church, and I'm telling you, something just go over you, and whatever wrong with you, leave you, because that's the power we need. But God is doing a new thing. He's giving us new anointing, new refreshing wind. His glory is new now. His revival is new now. He wants us to do things new. And I'm telling you, in this season of our lives, we shouldn't play church. We should be the church. Amen? The church is in you. See, something one of the mothers in my church said, and I love her so much, she said, I don't call people that say they saints. I call them ain'ts, because you ain't a saint. And I said, come on, you better say that. Yes, it's time of being ain'ts, but it's time of to be real, truly saints. Saints will lay hands on the sick and cast out demons, and they shall recover. Saints know how to speak a word in their soul. Saints can walk past you and everything all around you, and then all jacked up is going to come and subject to the word of God. Saints know how to worship. Saints know how to praise. Saints know how to speak life into every dry and dead situation, and they will live. Saints know how to look the devil in the face and say, what you doing here? You don't belong here. Get up out of here. That's what saints know how to do. My aunts, you know, they compromise with the devil. They, you know, they pacify the devil. They even actually eat with the devil. So, you know, aunts can't really do it. Don't have too much power. But saints has the power. Oh, yeah, my God, my God. I know a lot of people are going to be like, where is Evangelist? Why are they going with this on today? But this is just what God put in my spirit. I told God to just let the Holy Ghost overtake and let words that out of my mouth. Be all about him. I told him to hide me behind a cross. Plead the blood of Jesus upon me. So when I begin to speak, people will hear the God in me and won't hear vanity to shine a wally, but they will hear the God in me. And in this season, I'm telling you like this. The church had to hear what the Lord is saying. Jesus said in the book of Revelation several times, how do I know? Because I meditated and read it and looked on it yesterday. If a person have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. But in Matthew, Luke, and John, when he said it, he didn't say the church. But he upgraded it in the book of Revelation to the church. The Lord is speaking to the church. He speaks on a daily basis. Psalms 8 says, look at the Lord's creation and look at the things that he made. He's speaking through the trees. He's speaking through the rocks. John the Baptist said, the Lord can call us stones to praise God, just like children of Abraham. He said, before I let the devil outdo me, I'll call rocks to worship me. So God can get anything to worship him. Trees, when they blow their wings, they worship him. Birds, if you listen to them and listen with your spirit, you hear. You'll hear them in the morning singing praises unto God. Everything worship God. Even when the cars riding in the rain, I listened to it a long time ago. Well, about a few years ago when I had a truck and I was married. And he was driving. I heard in the rain, I heard God said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm telling you. Listen. Look at the clouds. Look at the sun. The Son of Righteousness. The other day, there says a tornado in my city. And I just prayed, and I was like, Jesus, please be still in the midst of the storm. I went to sleep, amen. And when I began to go to sleep, and I began what Elijah done in 1 Kings in 18, when he prayed, and it was a done deal. I prayed, please, the blood over my doorpost, went to sleep, and knew all was well. But when I got up, I see the sun bright behind a dark cloud. To let you know, baby, the sun, on the clouds are no power over the Son of Righteousness. And the Son of Righteousness is Jesus. So I'm telling you, the church need to hear what Jesus is saying. Listen to Jesus. Obey him. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And the only commandment Jesus had was two. Love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And some of us can't even keep those two commandments that Jesus came. He said, I didn't come to change the law, but I come to fulfill it. He fulfilled all his work. He said, greater work shall we do. So come on, somebody. I want to know if anybody around. Somebody call me if you are at 917-889-7059 and let me know, are you really laying hands on the sick? Are you really casting out demons? Are you cutting all nasty sickness and disease? Are you prophesying to the fishes coming out? Are you prophesying to the wind and it being still? Are you even putting your hand between your lips like Elijah? Are you turning your face to the wall like Hezekiah? Are you having visitation from the Lord like Samuel? Now, I just want you just to call me if you are, because Jesus said, greater works shall we do. Come on, church, let's get right. Let's get right. Let's get it together. It's time for us to get total submission to God and position, seek God. Some of you in this season, he's ready. He's ready to take warriors and soldiers and ambassadors of Christ out there to the people. But we have to be ready. A lot of us talk a good game. Yeah, we lip sync, we talk, we try to play the part, but we really ain't ready, because when the demon comes, it'll do us like in the book of Acts. It'll whoop us, just like it did in the book of Acts when the man said in the name of Jesus, Paul, Jesus, come out. The demon said, I know Jesus, I know Paul, but who are you? And whooped us, and they ran out the house running, because he had no power. But the devil is a liar. It's time now for the power to build your life. I speak power to everybody that's listening, everybody on the line. I speak power to your life right now in the name of Jesus. Why? Because the Lord said, he anointed my mouth. He laid hands on my mouth, and he's equipped me to do the job. And I speak life, power, and authority over your life. Over your life. So that no more, no more the devil can run your life. But you have authority over that thing. It will come subject to the word of God. It has to flee from you. No more. No more. No more being afraid. I put on my Iron Ruby page today. The Lord had me do something different on today. And there's no more being afraid. No more. No more you be afraid of the devil, but the devil have to tremble when your name be called because of the power that you have over your life. Hallelujah. I said you got a caller on the air. My God, I just want to know who you are and where you're calling from, and do you have anything to say to the people? Hallelujah.
Hey, man, I just called to listen. This is Evangelist Jean. I'm calling from Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is my sister, Evangelist Jean. On this morning, we had such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful prayer. She do a 5 a.m. prayer. And I'm telling you, if we begin the first morning fruits, we get the fresh bread, the manna from heaven, the refreshing dew in the morning. And I'm telling you, God be moving on the phone lines. So I'm telling you, before we get off, I'm going to give you all her information. So if you want to call in, you can call in 2 weeks from now and get in, because between 3 and 6, that's the Lord's watch hour. Hallelujah. But Evangelist Jean, since I got you on the air, I just want to talk to you about something. Now, what do you think, you know, for what the Lord has given you, because I know the Lord speaks to you daily. What has the Lord said to you about us as children of God with authority and ability? What has the Lord said to you about what we need to do to go up higher into our dimension, to get into our seated position in God?
And that's just kind of what I believe the Lord is saying, is just to be obedient. Listen to the voice of God. Hear, take heed, not just hear it, but do what the Lord is instructing for you to do. So I think it's just obedience. The key, the Lord has spoke to me. I believe I've shared this with you, Evangelist Shoshana, that the Lord kept telling me to be obedient. And I think obedience is the key, because the word of the Lord says that obedience is better than sacrifice. And so we're turning our face before God with prayer, and we're turning down our plate, because in the book of Job it said, I esteem thy words of thy mouth. It says above my necessary food. And so above thy necessary food. And So obedience is just being obedient, staying in the face of God no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what anyone says, because it's not about how you feel, but it's about what the Lord is saying. So if you have a word, I just admonish you to step out on it. I don't care what God is telling you to do, and if you feel like it's out of the box, that nobody don't understand it, but if the Lord gave you a word, I'm telling you to step out on it. So I think the key thing, Evangelist, is just obedience, being obedient to the voice of God, because glory to God, when the Lord gives us stuff, you know, so God wants to see if he can trust you to do what he has instructed you to. Sometimes it's little stuff. It might not be nothing major. But like I said, a lot of times God will see if I can trust you to do what I've told you to do. And so even in my sphere, you know, daily, the Lord gives me a song that says, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. So no matter how I feel, no matter what things look like to me, I'll still give the Lord a yes. With tears running down my face and not understanding God the way that I'm taking, or the way that you allow me to, the things that are happening in my life, or the way that you have instructed me to go, but I still say yes. And so the yes, my yes is just being obedient, God. Whatever you tell me to do, God, I'm going to do it. You know, if I have a prophetic call or whatever it is, the man that is on my life, you give me a word to speak out to whoever, you know, you'll have me to speak it to, then I'll still say yes, I'll do what you will have me to do. So again, I just think it's just being obedient to the voice of God, obeying God. So that's just what I believe, but what I know. It's just being obedient. Just being obedient. Just one word, obedience.
Amen, amen, amen. And that's so true, because that's kind of like what you were talking about earlier, you know, about just obeying God. Just, you know, yes, Lord, I'll do it. And not just saying, yes, Lord, I'll do it and don't do it, but actually, like James 1 said, you know, not being a hearer of the word, but actually being a doer of the word. Because when you just hear the word, you just basically deceiving yourself when you don't do anything. It goes to the story in the Bible, and I think it's in the book of Luke, where Jesus tells the illustrations about the sons. You know, the father asked one son, you know, could you go out there in the vineyard? And one said, I will not. And then he said, you know, he asked the other son, would you go? And the son said, I will go. But he didn't go. But the one said that he will not. He actually went. And he actually done it. And Jesus asked the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the scribes, now, who the one you think is more obedient to the Father? Who the one you think going to get the reward? And they said, the one that actually went. You know, just us saying that we're going to do it and not do it, we like that second son. We say we're going to do it, but we ain't done it. Even if we don't feel like it, like the first son didn't feel like it. He just said what came on his mind. What do you feel? When his father said, you know, would you go on the vineyard? He's like, I will not. I don't want you. But he actually done it, and he got the blessing. So that's what God wants us to do. Even though we don't feel like it, even though we're tired, even though we're sleepy, we might be hurt, we might be going through from 10 up to 10 down, but the Lord wants us to go and do what he told us to do, and we will get the blessing. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me this right before I got on the air. And I just want to share with you, it dropped in my spirit to share with you, it's out of Psalms 145:14. And it said, the Lord helps the fallen and lift those bent beneath their loads. And this is what he gave me after. Life is stressful every day. New challenges and pressures come your way. Hard times are in your life. Sometimes you wonder, how can you cope with it all? You can't control your circumstances, but you can control how you respond to them and whom you go to for help. Go to Dr. Jesus. Go to Lawyer Jesus. And go to Bank Manager Jesus. You need the proper perspective to cope with life. God encourages you not to run away from your problems or try to escape them and working them out your own, but give them to him, because he is the best person to work out all problems. Then you will come out stronger on the other side with your goal. Through it all, God offers strength and wisdom that you cannot find anywhere else. How you respond to the challenges of your life, including how much you rely on God, determines how well you cope in life and truly depend and trust and know God. Amen. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to truly trust him, truly know who he is, truly know that he is the Alpha Omega, he is the beginning and the end, and he is the author and the finisher of our faith. That's what he wants us to do, to just trust him. Trust him with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all our ways, and he surely will direct our path. I'm telling you, God is faithful. He is so faithful. And we all say we know that, but okay, do we really truly believe that? Do we truly really feel that or know that it is so? We can say whatever we want out of our mouth, but it's our heart lining up with our mouth. The Bible says, whatever a man thinketh, so is he. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. So I want to know. I want to challenge someone on today, and I want somebody to call me and tell me the truth. 917-889-7059. Is your thoughts lining up to the word of God? If you really just self-examine yourself, most of the day, are you thinking things of God, or are you thinking things of your flesh, or are you thinking things negative of the devil? Ask yourself that question. And when you be honest, the Bible says the truth will make you free. It'll be freeing you to say, you know, I really don't think positive, and I say I love God. I really do have a negative mindset. And you'll find that out, so that you can be not of this world, but be transformed by the knowing of your mind. Then your mind can be in perfect peace, because your mind will be stayed on thee. Let your mind be also in you that's in Christ Jesus, and your mind can stay focused on God. Because in this season, all want to stay focused, stay the course, stay determined, stay motivated, stay persistent and encouraging the things of God. And he will let all the fruits of the Spirit fall in our life, all the attributes of God fall in our life, and that's when you truly see the glory of God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, this season, Evander Jane had a conference last week. Remember, she was on the air last week talking about that. And her, I'm telling you, her conference was dynamic. It really was the weight of the glory in that conference. And I told God, I want to walk with that glory every day, and I pray every day for the glory, even if I feel, and the glory's still there, and I feel that it ain't there. I'm like, no, the Lord, I ain't going if you ain't going. I don't want to walk out the door if I see your glory. So, Lord, look, show me your glory. Something, let me feel it. Let me know it's there. Tell me it's there. Even if I don't see, because I don't want to walk out this door without your glory, God. I don't want to even call nobody on the phone if it's a business person, if I don't think your glory is backing me up. I don't want to tell nobody what you told me unless I know your glory is backing me up. Because when I know you with me, I know all is well, and I know you got my back. So in this season of our lives, God just wants to depend on him like never before. He wants to trust him like never before. He wants to seek his face like never before. And he will work everything out in your life. It don't matter what you don't have, but thank God and be content with what you do have. And when you're rulers of little, God will make you rulers of many. And that's when the blessings will really start overtaking your life. Because the Bible said, Deuteronomy 28, that the blessings shall overshadow you, shall overtake you. So, meaning you're a magnet for the blessings from God. I say it every day, I'm a magnet for the blessings from God. I tell God I'm a magnet for spiritual blessings, material blessings, medical signs, and one just a magnet for all the blessings from God. Then that's when I begin to tell God I'm royalty, I'm a ruby, I'm a queen with riches, sitting in heavenly places and walking in greatness, and you can find me in my seated position in God and walking in my destiny, and I'm moving forward, and I won't be stopped because there's something in my future, and it looks much better than it looks right now. I let the Lord know I'm a beautiful woman, I'm taking weight. Well, and anything I want in this season, I do not restrain myself from any joy. And God gives me the ability to attain wealth. And it's a good thing to receive wealth from God, but a good help to joy, too. I'm a joy of my work, accept my lot in life, and that is a deed to get from God. And then I begin to tell God, you said, God, that only asks you, and you'll give me the nations and the inner earth. And if I only talk to you, you'll give me all the inner earth is mine. word? Do you really believe that you're a king? Do you really truly believe that you're a queen with riches? Because in the kingdom of heaven, there's riches. There's rubies. There's a mansion. There's royalty. If you read the book of Revelation, you'll see, I think it's in the 20th and the 21st chapter, that the street of heaven has sapphire and emerald and rubies and all them things down there. So do you really believe that this belongs to you here on earth? Well, I'm going to tell you that it does. Why? Because Jesus said in Matthew 18 that he will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. So meaning what? That you got the keys to the kingdom of heaven. So I mean, whatever is in heaven, you got it. As it's done on earth, it's done in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. That means why is you still have that feeling that you got a lie? The devil's a liar. That's a mindset and that's a spirit. And I rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus against it. You are not in poverty no longer. From this day forward, I want you to say, I will never lack again. I will never, ever again lack again. This day forward, I will go and inherit my kingdom blessing. I'm going to use my keys to open up all the doors to access to the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that this is the season that is faith, favor, and finances. I call today Faith, Favor, and Finance Friday, and today is the day. Today is the day that you can walk in that. You can obtain that. You can seek that. You can seek all those things out of your life. You can seek all those things out of your life and out of God and to pour in your life. Because the windows of heaven pour out a blessing for you that you have room enough to receive. But a lot of us don't believe that. We talk a good game. And I don't know why God said he got me saying it, I guess, because he said you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. We talk a good game, but we're really not obtaining anything. I'm sorry. You can read this in Revelation, and you can email me, you can call me and let me know. Evangelist Shana, you're a lie, but I promise you, you ain't going to find nobody in there that went through poverty for a long time or lacked anything. When they called on God, God had their back. I'm telling you, God had ravens feeding them. Their shoes never ran out. Manna came on a daily basis. All of them complaining because of their mindset. The children of Israel were complaining because they were used to being in bondage. Some of us talk like we want to go to the promised land, but technically, we're really used to being in bondage. We're really used to not having it. We're really used to hurting. You know how a saying in the world says, I knew that was going to happen. Nothing good never happens to me. The devil is a liar. Every day, something great should happen in your life. Why? Because you are children to the King. You are children to the Alpha Omega. And every day, something great should happen in your life. The devil is a liar. Don't ever go another day again thinking that. Because he's a liar and the truth ain't up in him. You need to wake up in the morning and say, good morning, Holy Spirit. And ask God today, God, I know you're going to do something wonderful and great on today. And whatever I need to do, help me to be in position to do that. I'm tired of people saying, it's not my season. The devil is a liar. It is your season. Read Psalm 1 and 3, baby. Read Joshua 1 when it says he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. In all seasons, may he bear much fruit and prosper. This is your season. Stop doubting yourself. A lot of us doubt ourselves and our ability. We think we can't do it. And I love this because God gave me such revelation on this. And this came when Evangelist Jean had a conference. God gave a revelation about Moses. You know, in the beginning, Moses in the book of Exodus 3, when the Lord came to Moses in a burning bush, and he told Moses, I am who I am. And the Lord revealed his sacred name to Moses and came and just had such great revelation with Moses. And Moses said, I can't speak. You know, I'm slurring speech. I really can't talk. You know, I really can't do this. I'm not the one, Lord. I don't think I'm the one you want to have go out there and speak to no Pharaoh, not to speak. I know who they is. I used to stay with them. I'm not the one. And the Lord let him know, I'll send Aaron, but you're really the one. But see, all that time from Exodus chapter 3 all the way into 33, Aaron was always the one. But in Exodus 33, oh God, oh no, in Exodus 33, whoo, Jesus. Moses got a revelation about who God really was because he said, Joshua, you stay right here. Moses, Aaron, I need you to stay down here, but I got to get up here, and I got to see the Lord's glory. I know he always with me. I know he say he with me. I know the pillar of cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night, but I just just need to know if he really hit with me. So then he began to get a revelation with God. And you know what? After that, he realized it was always him all the time. He really knew. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell you what God just dropped in my face right now at this moment. And I never felt like this before. But you know what? In Exodus 33, Moses began to really walk in Ephesians 3 and 20. And it says, now unto him who is able to do the exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask and think, according to the power that's working in you. What that mean is, in Exodus 33, when Moses was on that mountain by himself for 40 days and 40 nights, and he began to see God's glory, he began to get revelation of God, he realized that all the time the power was working in him. He realized he didn't need no Aaron. He realized he didn't need nobody. But all the time, he had the power to do many things. He had the power to open up his mouth. He had the power to cast out demons. He had the power to be the leader of the children of Israel and do great things. And I'm telling you, if you read your Bible from Exodus 34 all the way into Deuteronomy 30, when Moses died, you'll find out that Moses didn't have Aaron no more. Because remember, the Lord took Aaron on top of the mountain and took him up out of here. And Moses was the one opening up his mouth. Moses was the one was calling down the fire. Moses was the one that said, if I'm a prophet of God, let the earth open up and swallow you down. And the earth open up and swallow people down. Moses was the one who put the bronze snake up there. Moses began to speak life into those people when he thought he couldn't do it himself. See, that's what I'm talking about. A lot of you out there think you're not qualified. A lot of you out there think you can't do it. A lot of you think you can't make it. A lot of you think you can't open your mouth. A lot of you think you don't got the boots to hear God and lay hands on the sick. But I'm here to tell you today, get in his glory, get in the position, and watch God use you like never before. My God. Watch God use you like never before. You don't need nobody. All you need is God. All you need is God in your life. All you need, it's okay to have somebody sometimes, but not all the time. Because I'm telling you, sometimes the close ones can be your enemy. Sometimes they can be a hater. But maybe haters make you great and they congratulate and participate us, and I call them your fans. And they got to worry about what you're doing and how you're doing and who you're doing, then they're your fans. And let them know if they act like you're signing their fan club. If you don't, God bless you and keep on stepping, because the Lord's going to let you eat at his table and serve you a six-course meal in the presence of your haters. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, get in position. Get in position, get ready, and watch God bless your life. Watch God overtake your life. Watch God do some great things in your life. This is the time now. No more time for excuses. Excuses is over. I'm sorry everyone is on here, but excuses is over. There's no more time for that. It's time for the blessings of the Lord to make you rich and add no sorrow. It's time for you to walk in. The Lord give you the desires of your heart if you delight yourself in it. It's time now that while you're young and when you're old, that you'll never see the righteous forsaken nor the seed begging bread. It's time now for you to be confident and fearless and to know that the Lord will confidently take care of you. It's time now for you to seek him like never before. Hallelujah. Evangelist Jean, do you have anything to just add to that?
No, not at all.
You sure?
Yeah, this is awesome. I'm just enjoying. I'm just enjoying you.
Everybody, yeah. This is my sister. This is how we do. I'm telling you, what we're doing right now is just recording this. This is how we talk, though. This is just exactly how we talk. And I'm telling you, it's just me and her when we're on the phone, everyone, I'm telling you, 100% of the time, we're talking about God and what we're trying to get. We ain't got time to, what she doing, how she doing. No, baby, these men, I know for a fact, man, this woman is talking about how to get it. And I'm talking about how to get it with God, how to walk in some greatness, some destiny, some kingdom building, and living in the land flowing in milk and honey. We ain't got time to be in no bondage and be in no slave. The devil is alive. It's time for us to flow and go possess the land that the Lord God has given us. With milk and honey, you know, more time out for that. We ain't no slaves no more. That's over. But a lot of us have that slave mentality, and we so used to not having. We so used to, like, and this was up, and this is what I'm going to talk about in my conference, and I'm also going to give you guys the announcement later on in the show that I'm doing in Nashville, Tennessee. But I'm just going to share a little bit. Some of us as women, we so used to not having no good men that really, truly, if God sent the king down to us, some of our minds said we're not free. I'm not talking about the ones that's free. I'm talking about the ones that are not free. And why am I not free? We'll push him away because we're so used to not having. We're so used to having a no good man. So if the king came down for us and God say, you know, this him, this is the one I have for you, and he's really a good man of God and a good priest and a prophet and a royal man of God, if our mindset are not changed from past hurts and relationships, we're going to treat him the same way and get hurt and actually probably go back or want to go back to Egypt, just like the children of Israel. That's why God told me to let women know that you have to be in preparation like Esther and be working like Ruth and be about your father's business like Rachel, so when he comes, he's doing everything he needs to do in your life. He done delivered you. He done healed you and set you free of the past pain and hurt because you was in preparation. Preparation takes time. The book of Esther says that she was in preparation for 12 months, 6 months on this and 6 months on that. You know, a lot of us don't have to be a whole 12 months. It could be 3 months. You know, a 6 weeks on this and 6 weeks on that, whatever way God want to do it. But in all that, we have to ask God to prepare us for this next level of our life, because marriage to the king, like King Xerxes, is a ministry. And when we get married to our Xerxes and our Boazes and our Jacobs, they're going to say, you know, my beautiful wife, you know, queen, ask what thou will. And if it means having a kingdom, I'll give it to you, because he's going to be proud to have us as his wife because we're seeking the king. And that's what Proverbs 31 says. And I'm actually getting off into a little bit of things that God wants me to share in Tennessee. But we all are Proverbs 31 women. But to be a virtuous Proverbs 31 wife comes with seeking God's face. You can say you're a Proverbs 31 woman, but what about being a Proverbs 31 wife? That comes with seeking God's face and knowing who he are and knowing that he's the head of your life, knowing he's the love of your soul, knowing before your husband came along, he's your husband, knowing that he's the way maker, even when the husband leaves, you knowing that he's there, even if something happens to the husband and he can't work no more, that you will be the one to provide because you know God has your back. You know all is well. Even when every promise is like it's dead, you will know that if you go to the Lord and say, Lord, I need you, they're about to take something out of my house, you know to fill up them brims and get some oil up there and sell it. See, that's a real Proverbs 31 virtuous, capable wife. That's what she is. That's how she's a ruby and a rare jewel, because she knows the voice and the face of God. Hallelujah. So, you know, that's what God is wanting to do. He wants to teach us. And I've been telling the Lord, teach me, Lord, because I don't want anything to hinder me when my husband does come along. I don't want nothing to stop me and block my flow for us to do ministry together to help other men and women in the kingdom. So I ask God every day, I'm in preparation, Lord, do what you need to do. You do spiritual surgery, lay me out on the table, take all I need to take it out. You be the potter and I be the clay so you can search me. And whatever's wrong with me, I want to get rid of it. I don't want that stuff to hinder me. You know, a lot of us, when God tell us, you know, it's your mouth. Oh, God, I don't think I really heard you. No, it may be your mouth. Maybe your attitude. Maybe you don't smile enough. Maybe you don't pray enough. Whatever it is that God tell you that it is, work on that and get rid of it so you can go to the next level. Amen? It's time for us to go to the next level. God is tired of us going around in a circle, in a circle, in a circle. But you know what? It's so funny. God will get somebody else to take your position. If you don't want it, it's somebody else on their face right now. And no one sees them. Your season will fall down and their season will raise up. So you better stay in your position so your season keep on moving. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm telling you, I've been last too long. And now that I'm first, I ain't finna let nobody push me to the back. I'm finna stay that way, and I'm finna keep on moving and help somebody else come from the back burner and come to the front burner. Hallelujah. So in this season, you should just know that you can encourage somebody else to do it. You can be helping to one another instead of hating on your brother and sister. You need to help them. Help them to know God. Encourage them. Let them know that they're royalty and that they're handsome and beautiful. Let them know, you know, what works for you if they want to know. Let them know that God is able to do the sin and the bunny. Let them know that God is able to keep you. Let them know that God is who he is. He, whatever you need him in, what you want to be, that he is your shepherd you shall not want. And teach them how to hide themselves in the shadow of the Almighty. Teach them how to lay on their face. Teach them how to pray in the Spirit. Teach them how to fast and meditate and worship. You know, a lot of people don't know how to truly worship. They think praising is worship, and it's two different things. A lot of people don't know how to meditate. A lot of people don't know how to fast. A lot of people don't know how to talk in tongues. A lot of people don't know how to lay on their face. when we can all stand tall and we can rise high over everything else. Why do you think Jesus sent them out two by twos? Do you actually think that Paul would have got some prison door open if he didn't have help with Silas? Silas was on one accord with him. Elijah was on one accord with Elijah. Joshua was on one accord with Moses. Ruth was on one accord with Naomi. Mordecai and Esther was on one accord. She listened to what the man of God said when he told her, your name ain't no longer Hadassah, but your name is Esther from Susa. And she listened to that, and he told her, when you get picked, your name is Esther from Susa. See, he already saw her before she saw herself. She didn't think she was going to get picked, but Mordecai saw her. See, sometimes you need somebody to be there with you so they can see you beyond you see yourself. Sometimes you need somebody to say, girl, you a powerful woman of God. You a warrior. Girl, you a queen. Girl, I'm telling you, oh, girl, you finna do some great things. You need somebody to encourage you. You don't need no haters. You just kick them out the door and say bye-bye, because I'm telling you, you don't need that in your life. If you have haters around you, just say, yeah, I know I'm going to the next level. God bless you, and you're making me greater, boo-boo, and walk on. Pick up your mat and rise up and walk. I'm sorry. Take it on up. You don't need to be in that no more. The man who was paralyzed, he was down there for 30 years, 38 years. He was paralyzed. So one day, Jesus said, are you going to get in the pool? Well, Lord, every time I try to get in there, somebody else getting there before me. Pick up your sins are forgiven. Pick up your mat, rise up and walk. And what did he do? Instantly picked up his mat and got up and walked. Why? Because that's all he needed was somebody else to help him. He probably would have been got healed if he had somebody put him in the pool. But see, Jesus is the pool. Ha. He is the pool. He's the living water. He's the healing water. He's the healing elixir. So if he come on by, you up. So I'm telling you, in this season of your life, know that you are a heavyweight champion. Something I learned when I preached like a few months back, maybe like in the springtime, and when I studied at the Lord, and it just came back to me. But when I studied at the Lord, let me know, a heavyweight champion, when no people are in training to box, they focus. They only focus on winning. They ain't focusing on losing. They only focus on winning. That's not going to win that wins the better if the end wins because he's more focused than his opponent. You got to be more focused than the enemy. Don't you know that he on his job 24-7? So if he is, then what you need to be doing? You need to be praying 24-7. You need to be worshiping. You need to be reading your word. You need to be studying. You need to help somebody else to get in position. That's how they win. They fight. Because the one that wins is more focused than the other. He don't care if he hit him. He don't care what. He's focused on winning this belt. They don't care nothing about women. They don't care nothing about people present. All they're thinking about is winning that belt and focusing on getting that money. And that's all they care about. So if they can focus on that, and athletes can focus on that, and basketball players, and all those people focus on winning the belt, how much more do you think that we should focus on the Lord and getting our eternal promise? And getting an earthly promise, and getting all the promises and the promises and the purpose that the Lord has told us that we can obtain if we get in position. So now it's time, men and women of God, to get in position and to stay focused. Don't lose your focus for a moment. You remember when Peter was walking on the water? And he said, Lord, save me, save me, save me. He was doing that thing until that wave came. And how he started drowning? Because he lost focus. He was more focused on that wave than focused on Jesus. But remember when he was looking at Jesus. This is what I'm saying. Look at Jesus. When he was looking up at Jesus, he was doing that. He was walking on water. The minute that distraction, see that distraction comes your way, he was more focused on that. That's how he drowned. And when he drowned, he said, Lord, save me. And the Bible said, immediately, suddenly, the Lord came to him and said, why do you doubt me? Such a little faith. See, that's what the Lord is saying in your life now. If a bill comes, you ain't got no money in your pocket, no food in your house or whatever. You say, Lord, help me, please. I know I ain't going to lie to you. At Tishana Wadi, a vegetarian always been strong like this. It was time when I was in the church, and I go, oh, Lord, I ain't got no money. Oh, Lord, I ain't got no food. And the Lord told me that, Tishana, now I done helped you. I done spared your life. You supposed to have been dead. I done done this. I done done that. Why do you not think I'm going to let you suffer now? Why do you think? What? Tishana, why do you, when he called me by name, I get really quiet like a little girl because I know he's going to say something serious. Why do you think that I'm going to let you down now? I never let you down before. So why do you think I'm going to let you down now? Didn't I say if these earthly parents can give their kids good gifts, how much more do you think your heavenly father give you if you just ask them? When you call me, I'm right there. After that, know she's going to pray about for you. After, I just want to hear you open your mouth. Because I'm like a natural father. I just want to hear you say it to me. To let me know that you appreciate me and you need me to do it. And you ain't going to do it by yourself. And I begin to cry. And I promise you, as he said, man, within a day, whatever needs to be done gets done every time. So I begin to just stop crying about it and say, Lord, look, hey, I ain't got time for this, Lord. I put in life, issues, junk, garbage, bills, financial situation, finance all in your hands. You, Lord, God, by yourself, you don't even have to do it. He said, cast all my cares and anxiety upon you because you care for me, and I promise you, working out for me. That's what he'll do. So that's what we need to do. We need to trust him to do it for us. We need to trust him to make everything okay. And when we do that, we can do everything else. We see, that's what he's there for. Come to me all who are weary, carry a burden, and he will give us rest. Reason why he gives us rest? Because we need rest. Why? Spiritual rest. Because we got to war against the enemy. We got to lay hands on the sick. We got to bring in the sheep. We got to evangelize. We got to tell people about Jesus. Come see a man. Come see a man who told me everything about myself, which is Jesus. Come lay at the altar. Come be healed, delivered, and set free. He will change your life. See, we got to worry about that. That's what we need to be doing. Instead of worrying about beer, finance, people, places, and things, that's irrelevant. That's why he said, give it all to me. So when you give it all to me, you can be doing what I really called you to do. Because I'm telling you, I used to work all my life. And when I stopped working, when I was sick with the cancer, and I started working for God full time, I'm telling you, this job is 8 hours at a job is nothing compared to doing what God called you to do, but I love it because it's so exciting. I'm saying if school was like this, I'd have made all A's. I had a PhD and whatever type of HD, I'd have had it all because serving God is better than the normal 9-to-5. So that's what God wants you to do, to work. Work. Man, don't work, don't eat. And that don't mean natural eating. That means eat the good of the land. Eat from the master's table. Eat whatever he has for you. Eat the word of God. We ain't in the season of drinking milk no more. We got to eat some meat, potatoes, some salad, some soup, some desserts. We got to eat. Caesar saints got to eat. And I don't know about nobody else, but I'm ready to eat the meat from the Lord. I love to eat daily. I love it. I love to eat natural meat, and I definitely love to eat spiritual meat. Because Jesus said, man cannot live on bread alone, but out of every word that come out the mouth of the living God. So in this season, God wants us to trust him and to know that he is God. He is able. Know that you are royalty. You are a ruby, a rare jewel. You are a king and a queen with riches. Stop selling yourself short. Stop compromising with the enemy. Stop making yourself less valuable than what you are. A ruby is a high and a very expensive jewelry. You cannot go no normal jewelry store and say you want a ruby. They have to special order that. And you ain't going to pay no $2,000-$3,000 for it. You're going to pay high amount of money for a ruby, and that's what you are. God created you in his image. You were created to make his praise glorious. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Every number on your head, he knows who you are. You are beautiful. Look at yourself and see the reflection of God in it. Know that you are royalty. I don't know why God's going to say this to everyone, but know that you are royalty. Stop selling it for less. You don't have to go through those worries, pains, and hurts. You don't have to go through those things. That's not what God has for your life. He wants you to be in peace. He wants you to have joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. He wants you to live in righteousness and holiness. When people see you, they see the smile of God on your face, the glow of God on your face. You don't have to never compromise another day. Another day, I don't want you to ever compromise yourself work. Don't ever compromise to make yourself happy. Because the devil is a liar. Happy is temporary. Joy is forever. Hallelujah. So I just want you on today to just look yourself in the mirror and say, self, you are royalty. Self, if you're a man, you're a king. If you're a woman, you're a queen. Say, self, I'm a king or a queen with riches. I'm joined to the throne through Christ Jesus. The blessings is on my life, and everything I touch is blessed. And when I open up my mouth, heaven got my back. Hallelujah. I want you to know that heaven got your back. Heaven got your back, and God loves you. And you're something. You're a masterpiece. I'm telling you, when the Lord made you, maybe he only made one of you, nobody can do you but you. I don't care how they try to copy you, clone you. There's only one you, baby. You don't only got your voice pattern and your fingerprints. There's only one you. and God called you to do something great. So walk in your greatness. Walk in your royalty. Hold your head up high. It's been down too long, but hold your head up high. And the spirit of depression, I bind that in the name of Jesus. And the spirit of low self-esteem, I bind you too in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus against you now. I know somebody's listening with that because Lord dropped that in my spirit. Enough is enough. You will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord and tell everybody all the wonderful things that God has done for your life. And Talitha Kuma is over your life. And if you want to know what that means, read Mark chapter 5 about Jairus' daughter. That means, damn the little girl, get up. It's too much word spoken over your life. Hallelujah. The word of God is spoken over your life on today. The Bible says, have faith in the Lord God, 2 Chronicles 20:20, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful and prosper. And I am a prophetess of God. You know, my tithes and offerings, God also said I work in the prophetic very strongly. And I'm saying on today that you will live, and blessings is on your life. And greatness is on your life. And you will live. And stop worrying about anything because God has your back. Heaven has your back. He has your back. And trust God and believe God for the overflow. God bless you, everyone. Until next week, I will be talking to you about something different. I don't know what it's about. But all I know is in this season, God loves you. And not only I want to let you know that, I also want to let you know that the Lord, it has your back. The enemy tried to cut off the switchboard, but I'm still talking because God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I want to also let you know on December the 10th through 12th, I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee at Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church, and I will be doing a revival called I Am a Ruby, Proverbs 31 verse 10 conference. And I want you to call me, need any information at 269-861-6839, 269-861-6839. And I want you to call me, want the information. I would love to see you out there because I know God is going to do something great. I'm going to be speaking on Friday night at 6:30, Saturday night at 6:30 when I workshops and gospel rappers and artists is there. Vanessa Jean is going to teach a class workshop about being a warrior of the Lord and getting yourself in position to do warfare. And Missionary Bobby Smith is going to be teaching a workshop about being still and knowing he's God. And I'm going to be teaching a workshop about I'm a Ruby. And we're going to have some others as well. And on Sunday, we're going to close it out at 3 p.m. So if you want to come out and eat the fruits and the good of the lamb and the meats at the Lord's table, come on out if you're in the Nashville, Tennessee area. And the number is 269-861-6839. Know that we are walking in this scripture, and I love it so much. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving to everyone he has made. And we're talking to now to him, God, who is able to do this exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that's working in us. You be blessed, everybody. God bless you. Evangelist Jean, you want to say anything?
No. Awesome show, Evangelist. I enjoyed it. No. Well, I just want to let everybody know that we're having about the power of the prayer conference that I'm hosting, and it's every other Friday. You can call in by just dialing the number. It's 1-605-715-4900, and the access code is 1906068. Again, the number is 1-605-715-4900, access code 1906068. We'll be hosting it again Friday, November the 12th. So you all be blessed.
Amen. And I just thank God. I'm telling you, the enemy got so mad at me, everyone. If somebody's calling, I'm so sorry if I didn't push you through. But and if you text me, I see a lot of text messages coming through, and I couldn't get to you. But the enemy shut down my whole switchboard. But I thank God that the phone lines are still on. See, whatever the devil makes for bad, God turn off your good. He don't want me saying this to y'all on the airwaves, but it don't even matter because it's already done. And that, just for that, I'm going to close out saying this. You are blessed. I speak prosperity over everybody's life who's listening, and everybody listening right now, that you will get a double portion of the anointing, and that the blood of Jesus covers you now. Expect a miracle within the next 30 days, and God will bless your life. And I fill it with a prophetic seal in the mighty name of Jesus, and that the overflow of God will fall in your life. I expect somebody to give you some money. I expect the business to prosper. I expect yourself even to meet your spouse. I expect yourself, your ministry to go up. Expect great things. Yes, I spoke it on the airwaves, and it is done, and it is sealed, and it will not fall to the ground, and the gates of Hades cannot come against it, and I stamp it with the blood of Jesus and a prophetic seal. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Be blessed, everyone. I'm your host, Evangelist Shanna Wiley, on I Am Royalty Show. Until next week, I will see you again. Love you all. Agape!